the rest of the story. Arthur was a Catholic turned atheist turned agnostic. Many who knew him sincerely wished that he had left it at that. But there was yet one more area of belief into which Arthur would pass and from which he would never return. Spiritualism. In fact, Arthur became so devout in his religion of communication with the dead that he is recognized even to this day as one of the most outspoken and outstanding spiritualists of all time. But this is the rest of the story. When Arthur made public his conversion to spiritualism, he lost a great many friends. Folks who had perceived him as a broad-shouldered, clear-headed apostle of common sense, the consummate logician. Yet such was his passionate enthusiasm for this wondrous new preoccupation that he made every imaginable sacrifice to spread what he considered the good news that the dead are not dead. Well, critics were everywhere. Traditional theists attacked him as a spokesman for Satan. He once received a letter addressed Chief Devil, Spiritualist Church. Spiritualism, ministers warned, was based on Lucifer's first lie. Thou shalt not surely die. Arthur defended himself as best he could, but no sooner had he crossed swords with established religion than another even more formidable group opposed him. They were the professional magicians. There was nothing a seance medium could do that a magician could not do better. In fact, most magicians were offended by the pathetically uncomplicated tricks used by mediums to deceive their patrons. Magicians contended that the victims of professional spiritualism believed primarily because they so badly wanted to believe. Yet for all of the criticism heaped upon Arthur, he was never accused of insincerity, nor of being in it for the money, because personally he was independently wealthy. He accepted only expenses for his spiritualist lectures, every penny of profit above which was donated to the cause of spiritualism. Arthur's series of seven lectures at New York's Carnegie Hall was a sellout record breaker. The effectiveness of his message could be seen in the widespread rash of suicides which followed. Arthur had made the next world sound so vastly preferable to this one that a great many Manhattanites simply could not wait to get there. And before long, the town was littered with suicide notes in which gratitude was expressed to Arthur. And what is truly miraculous about Arthur's spiritualist ministry is that it did not obliterate his other accomplishments. And lest we judge him too harshly, it ought not be forgot that Arthur meant no harm. He was merely romantic, idealistic, curious, and hopeful. And perhaps one thing more, he just could not tolerate an unsolvable riddle, and death without spiritualism to explain it was to him an unsolvable riddle. For you see, Arthur was also a mystery writer. The mystery writer who sought all of his life to unravel the ultimate mystery. Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, the creator of Sherlock Holmes. Now you know the rest of the story.